From the KTOA newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Alaska House and Senate negotiators have reached tentative agreement on a major piece of a state fiscal plan. A conference committee advanced legislation today calling for limited draws from Alaska permanent fund earnings. The money would help pay for state government and permanent fund dividends. The bill does not specify how the money would be divided among the two. The bill keeps in place the existing dividend calculation, but that's no guarantee a full dividend will be paid in the future. The calculation has been ignored the past 2 years, and lawmakers this year propose a $1,600 dividend, about $1,000 less than if the calculation were followed. The permanent fund bill is one of the last unresolved issues in the extended legislative session. An investigation of complaints against the Alaska Division of Public Assistance found several major problems causing aggravation for thousands of Alaskans. The investigation report out yesterday from the state ombudsman's office says the Division of Public Assistance is swamped with applications and has failed to meet state and federal mandates for processing them in a timely manner. The report also says members of the public have had great difficulty getting responses to questions and that the division's processing for long-term care is inefficient and ineffective. State Ombudsman Kate Burkhart says division staff are well-intentioned and doing the best they can with the resources they have. Burkhart says one of the most crucial recommendations in the report is to add personnel to deal with the communication problems and a backlog, roughly 20,000 applications deep.
I think the division is at a place where they have to work their way out of the backlog. They can't manage their way out of it. They have to have the staff adequate to meet the demand. And the division has documented an increase in demand through increased applications for benefits like food stamps and Medicaid.
Burkhart says the Division of Public Assistance has already been working on many of the issues identified in the report, including streamlining its systems for processing applications. But both Burkhart and Division Director Monica Windham say eliminating the backlog is unlikely without adding dozens of new positions. Fire investigators have determined the cause of an explosion and fire at a boat condo in the Mendenhall Valley Sunday evening. Fire Marshal Dan Jaeger says the explosion occurred inside the condo on Brandy Lane while the tenant was working on his boat. Jaeger says the explosion occurred with the unintentional ignition of flammable vapors in the boat. The fire was contained to the one unit. Damage is estimated at about $100,000. The building was insured, but the tenant's space was not. Jaeger says the unidentified tenant suffered minor injuries but refused medical treatment. And SeaCon will be conducting blasting operations in the Hidden Valley Quarry in Lemon Creek. Blasting will occur Thursday between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Weather right now, 58 degrees, mostly cloudy at Juneau International Airport. This afternoon, sunny with a high near 64. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 45.